What I want you to get is I want you to see today the root cause of human wandering.
那我们读这些经文，我主要今天就是想让大家看看我们人类这个流浪或者游荡它的根源处在哪里。
Cain wanted what his brother Abel had. He wanted God to respect him and his offering.
该隐想要他的兄弟亚伯所有的，他希望神也来尊重他，来接受他的供物。And
we know that God saw Cain's countenance, his outward expression.
我们知道神，耶和华他看见了该隐的脸色，他的外部的表情。God
was there.
神就在那里。
The Lord gave Cain a remedy for his countenance.
那耶和华呢，给了该隐来补救他这个发怒的脸色的一个办法。He
told Cain that if he does well, he will be accepted.
那他告诉该隐说，如果他做得好，他就会被接受。And
so the Lord went on to warn him that sin was at the door, and its desire is for you, but you should rule over it.
那耶和华也警告他说，罪就伏在门前。 他必恋慕你，你却要制服他。So
how many times in our own lives, this is the question, how many times in our own lives have we wanted what someone else had?
那我想现在问大家一个问题，那在我们的一生中，有多少次我们想要得到别人所有的东西呢？
Could be your brother, what your brother has.
你的兄弟所有的东西，你想去要。
Like Cain and Abel, okay? Their prestige,
他们的声望,
their status,
地位,
their acceptance.
他们的被接受,
do we let it show on our face?
我们有没有让这种情绪放在我们的脸上呢?
Even secretly, when we think that God can't see us.
或者偷偷地藏在心里, 我们以为神看不见。
Do we roll our eyes?
我们有翻白眼吗?
Do we make a face?
我们有做鬼脸吗?
Do we slam our fist?
我们有鸡拳吗?
We let our countenance change us.
我们让我们的脸色来改变我们。
We ignore God's warning about such attitudes.
我们完全忽视了神对我们这样态度、心态的一种警告。
While maybe we don't go after the other person like Cain did to his brother Abel,
或者我们不像该隐对亚伯所做的那样去和其他人去竞争。But
we do let our bitterness, our jealousy, and anger overcome our lives.
那我们常常让一种苦毒、嫉妒还有怒气来控制我们的生命。Jesus
teaches us in Matthew 5:22 that whoever is angry with his brother or sister without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment.
那耶稣在马太福音第五章二十二节这样教导我们，不管是谁，如果是无缘无故的向弟兄动怒的，难免受审判。Notice
it says without a cause.
那这里面提到了一个，就是无缘无故。Abel
did not purpose to make his brother Cain an offended person.
其实亚伯是无意的让他的哥哥该隐受到了这样的冒犯。And
yet we know that Cain went on and murdered his brother Abel.
但是该隐却去谋杀了他的兄弟亚伯。And
so the Lord had to curse him and make him a fugitive and a vagabond on the earth.
所以耶和华就咒诅了他，让他成为在地上到处
And so we have our first wanderer.
所以我们从圣经中了解到历史中的第一个这样的流浪者或者是游荡者。And
so the first sign of a wanderer is somebody who knows that they're now going to be hidden from the face of God.
所以这样一个游荡者，他们知道。 他们从此再不能见神的面，他们已经离开了神的面。And
Genesis 4:16 tells us that then Cain went out from the presence of the Lord and dwelt in the land of Nod to the east of Eden.
所以在创世纪第四章第16节, 该隐离开耶和华的面去住在伊甸东边,
And so we get the point, don't we? That our desires and our wants can also lead us to great wandering where we're out of the presence of the Lord.
所以我们从这个故事里面, 我们应该学到这样的功课, 我们的欲望会让我们流离失所, 让我们离开耶和华的面。
There is another scripture example that I want to point out. It's a very graphic example of a man who became a wanderer.
那圣经中还有另外一个例子, 我想给大家分享, 那这个例子就更加的生动。
Okay, this man became a wanderer because he looked with his eyes and coveted, and then he lusted with his heart, and then he took what he wanted. Okay?
那这样，这个例子呢，这个人呢，他用他的眼睛看了，也这个用他的心里充满了贪恋和情欲，而且他去夺取了不属于他的东西。
Anything that we lust or covet after, we do it first, usually visually. We see it, we want it.
那有时候我们做很多事情，首先是从我们的眼睛开始，我们看见了这个东西，我们就想去要。
Okay, and then that want gets into our heart.
那种欲望就进入我们的心。
Okay, and then we have to figure out a way to take what we want.
那我们就想方设法去把它拿过来。
Okay, before we look at this man's example, I want us to ask ourselves, each one of us, we have to ask, what is it I want?
那在我们看这一个例子之前呢，我想问大家一个问题，我们可以反思一下，我们自己，我们到底想要什么？
What do I want? What do I desire?
我有什么样的欲望、渴望？
Is it something I believe I have to have now?
是不是一些我们现在必须就要想要去拿到的东西呢？
Is it prestige?
是声望吗？
A pat on the back from others?
别人对你的称赞吗？
A new piece of technology?
新的技术？
For the single woman, is it a husband?
那单身女性想要一个丈夫？
The single man, a wife?
单身男性想要一个妻子？
Is it a better job?
更好的工作？
A child?
想要一个孩子？
A house?
一个房子？
A better house?
更好的房子？
Or a new car?
或者新的车？
Well, the list for humans is endless.
那这个给我们这个单子可以无止无尽。
Okay, and so we're going to turn to 2 Samuel 11, and we find a man who God used to call a man after God's own heart.
那我们现在来看一下《撒母耳记下》第11章，这里有一个人，甚至神都说了，这个人他是追求神心意的人。
Do you know who that is?
你知道他是谁吗？
David, very good.
是大卫。
It is David, King David.
大卫王。
Okay. This is a very, very important passage in the sense of coveting and then taking what you want.
那这个经文，这个故事，关于大卫王的故事，是很好的一个例子。那显示了一个人的贪欲，还有就是说去要想方设法。 拿到他想要的东西。
In this portion of his life, we have to ask, why would God say this thing about David?
那这一段他的一生中这一段的这个事情的发生，我们都想要问神，神为什么要说他是一个追求神心意的人？
That he is a man after God's own heart.
为什么神说他是追求心意的人？ 追求神心意的人，但是呢，他一生中又做了其他的事情。
So in 2 Samuel 11, 1, it says, it happened in the spring of the year, at the time when kings go out to battle, that David sent Joab and his servants with him and all Israel, and they destroyed the people of Ammon and besieged Rabbah. But David remained in Jerusalem.
好，在这个撒母耳记下第十一章一节，又过了一年，到列王出战的时候，大卫又差派约雅率领臣仆和以色列众人出战，他们就打败亚门人，围攻拉巴，大卫仍住在耶路撒冷。
And then it happened one evening that David arose from his bed, walked onto the roof of the king's house, and from the roof he saw a woman bathing, and the woman was very beautiful to behold.
一日太阳平息，大卫从床上起来，在王宫的平顶上游行，看见一个牧人沐浴，容貌甚美。
And so David sent and inquired about this woman, and someone said, "Is this not Bathsheba, the daughter of Eliam, and the wife of Uriah the Hittite?"
大卫就差人打听那妇人是谁。有人说她是以莲的女儿，赫人乌利亚的妻拔示巴。
Then David sent messengers and took her, and she came to him, and he lay with her.For she was cleansed from her impurity, and she returned to her house.
大卫差人去将妇人接来，那时她的月经才得洁净。她来了，大卫与她同房，她就回家去了。
And the woman conceived, and so she sent and told David and said, "I am with child."
于是她怀了孕，打发人去告诉大卫说，我怀了孕。
This is where it gets interesting, okay?
这是个非常有意思的故事。
David is king at this point.
那这个时刻呢，大卫他本身就是一个王。
He has a palace.
他有王宫。
Servants.
臣仆。
Wives.
妻子。
And armies.
有众多的妻子，还有这个军队。
And the best of everything.
他拥有世界上最好的东西。
And yet the Bible never tells us he was thankful.
但圣经里面，从来没有告诉我们，说大卫王他非常感恩，他从来没有感恩。
The Bible tells us instead in verse 1 that it was springtime, and that meant that kings were to go out to battle.
所以圣经告诉我们在第一节中说是春天了，新的一年开始，那列王所有的王都出去征战。
His job was to go with his men.
那作为国王，他应该和他的士兵一起出去征战。
But this time, King David sent his men, and he stayed in Jerusalem.
那这一次呢，大卫王他派他的士兵出去征战，他的将军出去征战，而他自己呢，就留在了耶路撒冷。
The account goes on to tell us that David was restless one evening, got up from his bed, and went to the roof of the king's house.
那这个故事继续告诉我们，有一天晚上呢，大卫王他睡不着觉，所以就起床来到了这个王宫的屋顶上面。
So he looked around and he saw a woman bathing, and she was very beautiful to behold.
那他到处四处张望，看见了一个妇人在沐浴，而且她非常的漂亮。
And here starts the progression of human weakness.
那这里就是人性弱点的开始。
A wise woman once told me that when we want something badly, it always starts with our eyes. We've seen it and we focus on it.
那曾经有一个有智慧的这个女性告诉我，那有的时候我们非常想要一个东西，这一切都是从眼睛开始，是当我们看到了它，那我们就把我们的焦点就放在这个东西上面。
Well, and then our want comes into our mouths.
然后我们的欲望就出自了我们的口里，我们会说出来。
See, David then sent and inquired of servants, speaking to others about that woman.
So 大卫就差人去打听那个妇人是谁。
And they told him where she was from and that she was married. So he's without excuse.
那有人就告诉他，他是哪里来的。
It was not enough just to ask about her, knowing that she was Uriah's wife. He proceeds to want her so badly, he sends his messengers then to take her and bring her to him.
所以即使别人告诉他了，他是已经结婚了的，而且他的是乌利亚的妻子，他非常想要得到她。
So here's the problem.
麻烦问题就出来了。He
took what was not his.
他夺取了不属于他的。Just
as we might ourselves take something that's not ours.
就像我们也常常去获取我们不该属于我们的东西。He
doesn't just take her to get to know her, he lays with her.
他不仅仅只是把她 娶过来，去认识他，而是他和他同房了。And
then she went back home.
然后这个妇人就回家了。Well,
for our own benefit, before judging David too harshly, we must ask ourselves, how badly do I want what I have to have?
那在我们就是说非常严正的来审断这个大卫所做的事情。 之前，为了我们自己的好处，我们现在需要扪心自问一下：那我们是不是也常常就非常渴望得到不该属于我们的东西呢？
Why am I not thankful for what the Lord has already given me?
我们为什么不为神已经赐给我们的所有的东西而感到感恩呢？
And what am I willing to do to get it?
那我想要做什么？ 去得到那些东西呢?
He finds out that this beautiful woman is with child.
所以大卫知道了，这个美丽的妇人她已经怀孕了。He
devises a plan to get rid of her husband after trying to unsuccessfully make it look like it was her husband's child.
那就是他曾经想到这个召唤乌利亚回来。 和他的妻子同房，所以就好像显得这个孩子就是他丈夫的。但是呢，这一切的努力失败了，所以这个大卫王就设计了一个计谋，想要除掉他的丈夫。And
so in verse 14, it says, in the morning, it happened that David wrote a letter to Joab and sent it to the hand of Uriah, by the hand of Uriah. And he wrote in the letter saying, set Uriah in the forefront of the hottest battle and retreat then from him so that he may be struck down and die.
所以在撒母耳记下第11章第14到15节，次日早晨，大卫写信给约雅，叫乌利亚随手带去。信内写着说，要派乌利亚前进，到正是极险之处，你们便退后，使他被杀。
This is an amazingly deceitful and wicked plan.
所以这是一个极其狡诈、歹毒的计谋。Is
he a man after God's own heart?
那他是一个追寻神的心意的人吗？
In this, no.
在这件事情上，绝对不是。But
he is like all of us.
但是他就像我们每一个人一样。A
human prone to wander.
一个易于偏行己路的人。And
then to try to cover up mistakes.
那么就是常常想方设法来遮盖我们的错误。When
Uriah's wife found out her husband was dead, she mourned.
所以乌利亚的妻子知道她的丈夫死于战场，她哀哭了。And
when her mourning was over, David brought her into his house.
但哀哭的日子过了，大卫就差人将她接到宫里。And
she became one of King David's wives.
那她成为大卫王的妻子之一。And
she bore a son.
她生了一个儿子。But
Scripture tells us in 2 Samuel 11:27 But the thing that David had done displeased the Lord.
但是在撒母耳记下的第十一章二十七节，这个圣经告诉我们，大卫王所行的事，耶和华甚不喜悦。
When we become, we become righteously indignant, we have to ask again: Have I pursued my wants and desires to such a point that I have conceived plans that are deceitful and wicked?
所以在我们对这个大卫王所做的事情发出公义的愤怒之前，我们也应该问问我们自己，我们是不是也常常希望这个按照我们的欲望去行，需要得到不该我们得到的东西，到了一个顶点，我们也会设计谋，这个非常狡猾恶毒的计谋，来去达到我们所想要的东西呢？
So we need to realize that if we do that, that we are displeasing the Lord.
所以我们应该意识到，如果我们这样去行，我们也同样的会让耶和华不喜悦。
So what happens next?
那后面又发生什么事呢？
In verse 12, it starts with these words, and remember them very well.
那后面又出现了这个圣经中有一个词。希望大家能够记清楚。
It says, "Then the Lord."
那个就是，然后耶和华。
It says, "Then the Lord sent Nathan to David." Nathan was the prophet.
第十二章一节，耶和华差遣拿单去见大卫，而拿单他是一个先知。
Then the Lord. Remember this phrase and know. That the Lord will act.
然后耶和华，所以请大家记住这样一个词，因为我们要知道的就是耶和华神他必采取行动。
He loves us too much to let us get away with these things.
他如此的爱我们，所以他绝对不会放过我们所做的这些事情。
The Lord sent his prophet Nathan to David and told him a story.To get his response to an injustice just the same as the injustice he had committed with Uriah's wife.
所以耶和华呢就差派他的先知拿单去给大卫讲了一个故事，就看他对一个不公义的一件事情的反应，那就像呢他对乌利亚和他的妻子所做的不公正的事一样。
Now here is where the heart of David changes back to the Lord.
那在这一时刻呢，大卫的心又归回到了主耶和华那里。
Nathan the prophet speaks for the Lord, and he tells him in 2 Samuel 12:7.
拿单，这个先知他为耶和华说话，所以在撒母耳记下第十二章七节，他这样。
It says, Then says the Lord God of Israel, I anointed you king over Israel, and I delivered you from the hand of Saul, and I gave you your master's house and your master's wives into your keeping. I gave you the house of Israel and Judah. And if that had been too little,I also would have given you much more.
所以十二章七到八节，耶和华以色列的神如此说：我高你做以色列的王，救你脱离扫罗的手，我将你主人的家业赐给你，将你主人的妻交在你怀里，又将以色列和犹大家赐给你。你若还以为不足，我早就加倍的赐给你。
Much more, we ask.
我们要更多的。
Can you even imagine more?
我们能够是不是甚至想象的更多呢？
We who live today cannot imagine a king needing or wanting anything more, and yet David did.
所以今天我们其实不能想象，作为一个国王，他还需要、还想要什么更多？但是，大卫王。他确实是想要更多。
He broke the tenth commandment. by coveting his neighbor's wife.
所以他在第十诫中的第十诫, 他贪恋了别人的妻子。
And then that led to breaking number 7 about adultery.
然后他就犯了第十诫中的第七条, 奸淫。
And that led to breaking number 6, murder.
然后这个呢, 又导致了他犯了其中的第六条, 就是杀人的罪。
Ching, ching, ching. It's like 1, 2, 3. What a string of sin and trouble.
所以一个又一个的, 一连串的这样的罪和麻烦。
The Lord then proclaims punishment and consequence due David and lets him know that his actions have shown that he despised the Lord.
所以耶和华就宣布了这个, 一种惩罚, 或者因为他的行为所造成的结果, 让他知道他的行为表明他是在蔑视耶和华。
Jesus tells us in the New Testament that the two greatest commandments are, one, to love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength.
那在新约，耶稣提醒我们，要我们尽心尽意、尽力爱主我们的神。
And to love your neighbor as yourself.
就是也要爱你的邻舍，就像爱你自己一样。
And so God is telling David that you are now a hater of me and my commandments.
那耶和华这里就告诉他, 你实际上在恨我。 恨神, 而且, 恨你的灵舍,
because I put my fleshly desire above my love for him.
因为他把他的这个肉体的欲望, 放在了超越爱神的这个, 这个地位上面。
We don't want to think of ourselves as being somebody who hates God.
所以我们不希望成为一个来恨、憎恨、藐视。
We don't want to think that I have some desire so great that I have to take it and I don't consult with God or ask Him.
所以我们不能说因着我们的欲望，我们想要一个东西，以至于我们完全不去咨询神，就擅自做决定去这样行。
And this leads to a response from David that is immediate.
那大卫王听了这些，他马上做出了反应。
The heart change comes with David's words, I have sinned against the Lord.
大卫口里说出的话表明他的心意的转变，他说，我得罪耶和华了。
That's instant repentance.
立刻的认罪悔改,
and that then leads to instant forgiveness.
那就会得到神的立刻的这个赦罪赦免。
The Lord then tells him that he has put away David's sin and he shall not die.
所以耶和华马上就告诉大卫说，他已经除掉大卫的罪, 大卫必不致死。
So what do we learn about our Lord God from these two examples?
所以从这圣经中这两个例子来看, 我们今天要学到什么样的功课呢?
First is that the Lord sees us.
第一点, 耶和华, 神, 他看得见我们。
Our God is not a statue made by human hands that cannot see or respond.
我们的神不是我们人用手造的一个雕塑, 他看不见,
our God doesn't just see us, He desires to be a part of our lives.
他不仅仅只是看得见我们，而且他希望成为我们生活中和生命中的一部分。
He talks to us in our spirits, our hearts, through others, and the Word.
他通过他的话语或圣经，或者通过其他的人对我们的灵魂、对我们的心说话。
I have often told my own children growing up that God sees us all the time and who we really are is when no one else is watching.
所以在我的孩子们这个长大的这些年日里面，我常常告诉他们，神他一直看得见我们，知道我们是谁，尽管其他人看不见。
If we are a people who can't wait until the boss, our teacher, or a parent, or our spouse leaves the room to be able to do what we want to do, we are only hurting ourselves.
所以我们如果等不及，当我们的老板、我们的老师、我们的父母或者是我们的配偶离开这个房间，我们想要得到或想要做我们自己想要的事情，我们仅仅就是在伤害我们自己。
God says that if we are faithful in little, much more will be given.
所以神告诉我们，如果我们在小事上忠心的话，神会给我们更大的祝福。
That means that it is often these little things that will bring our greatest rewards as we stay true to what God has taught us to do.
所以这个话的意思呢，就是只要我们按照神所说的教导我们的去做，那即使在小事上按照神的旨意去做，那我们就会得到最大的奖赏。
Secondly, we learn that God knows our desires and how bad we want them.
那第二点我们要明白的是，其实神他知道我们的欲望，也知道我们多么渴望想要得到。
Now God let David know this by telling him again that all that he gave him to let God, David know that if that had been too little, he also would have given David much more.
所以神其实他也让这个大卫知道，如果就是大卫他觉得他得到的东西不足不够，那其实神他可以给他赐给他更多的东西。
With all that we have, do we even thank God for what He has given us?
那么对我们自己现在所拥有的东西，我们是不是对神非常的感恩呢？
And when we want something badly enough, do we ever ask Him for it? Before we start making plans on how to get it.
那在我们想要其他的东西，就非常去想要得到它，但是在我们做计划之前，我们有没有问过神呢？
The Bible tells us that our Father in heaven is no respecter of persons.
那圣经告诉我们，我们的天父从来不偏待人。
We have an old hymn that I grew up with that says, what he's done for others, he'll do for you.
那我从小很熟悉的一个这个诗歌里面就这样唱道，他为其他人所做的一切他也会为你做。
So do we ask him or do we plot?
所以我们是问神他的心意呢，还是我们来设计谋去得到我们想要的呢？
The third thing that we learn about the Lord God is that he warns us like he did Cain.
那第三点我们学到的功课呢，就是神他给我们警告，就像他给该隐警告一样。
He can show us always a better way to control ourselves and our attitudes, and that's something God does try to do. He warns us.
那这个神他也会给我们指出来一个更好的方法来控制我们，控制我们的情欲、欲望和态度。
He wants to keep us from that boiling point. I have to have it, you know, I can grab it.
他希望我们远离那个这个顶点沸点，是吧？就像烧水一样的，就是我们非要想得到它。
Cain became so jealous, he became angry, and God gives us the gift of being able to stop that anger.
所以该隐他这个非常的嫉妒，很想要得到他自己想要的东西，所以神有给我们警告。也帮助我们怎么样来处理这个问题。
He wants us to have peace in our lives.
他希望我们在我们的生命中有平安。
Fourth thing that we learn is that he can correct us like he did for David, even by sending someone else, like the prophet Nathan, loving examples, jabs to our memories, and for how he's blessed us in our lives, it can all bring a sweet correction to our soul.
那第四个功课学的就是他能够更正我们，就像他对这个大卫王一样，他派这个先知拿单，还用了一些这个爱的例子来刺激，还用了一些刺激我们的记忆，所以提醒我们他多么的祝福我们，而且希望我们的灵魂得到这样非常美好的一个更正。
Fifth, he has the ability to give us even much more than what we would even think, even if we have plenty.
那第五点呢, 我们要明白的就是, 他有能力赐给我们更多。
And that's amazing. That's an amazing truth because our loving Father is very giving, and it is his generosity and care that is so great.
所以令我们非常惊奇的 这样的一个真理就是，这个慈爱的天父，他是多么的慷慨和关怀，爱我们。
Now the amazing thing that helped me to come to know my Heavenly Father was when I was a senior in high school.
那我认识天父，爱我们的天父的时候，是我在这个高中。
The one thing I know from being the only daughter in a family of three brothers was that my father loves me and loves to give to me anything I need or want.
那因为我是我家庭中我有两个兄三个兄弟，我是唯一的女儿，所以我知道我的父亲他非常爱我，而且常就是给我想要的东西。
I was daddy's girl.
我是爸爸的这个
It's a good place to be.
爸爸的女儿
There isn't anything he wouldn't do for me if it's in his power to do so.
只要他有能力去做，他一定会为我做出一切。
So in growing up, I learned about God because of him. Because in Matthew 7:11, it says that if you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him?
那通过我在地上的父亲，我也认识了在这个天父，认识了在这个圣经马太福音第七章11节这里这样说：你们虽然不好，尚且知道拿好东西给儿女，何况你们在天上的父？ 岂不更把好东西给求他的人吗？
So what David and Cain did not know, though, because they didn't have the Bible.
所以这个大卫或者该隐，他们不知道，那么当时他们也没有这个圣经。
They didn't know the truth found in Matthew 7:7-8.
在马太福音第七章7-8节，这里这样的真理。
It says, ask. And it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. And knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks will find, and he who knocks, it will be opened.
所以这个马太福音第七章7-8节，你们祈求就给你们，寻找就寻见，叩门就给你们开门，因为凡祈求的就得着。 寻找的就寻见，叩门的就给他开门。See
the difference is plotting or asking.
所以我们可以看到这个差别，一方面是设计谋，另一方面就是寻求，寻神的旨意和自己设计计谋。
And the other opposite is, are we going to take it ourselves or wait and receive it?
另外一个差别就是一个我们就主动去夺取，或者另外一种态度就是等待来接受神的赐予。Cain
became a wandering person from his sin of jealousy and rage.
那该隐呢, 成为一, 流离失所，是因为他的嫉妒的这个罪，落入这个罪的网络。
And David wandered because of his covetous lust into a sin trap that only got worse each day.
所以大卫也犯了罪，也流离失所，成为一个游荡的人。那他是因为他的邪情私欲，落入了这个罪的网络，所以一天比一天的糟糕。
For all of us, our sins and wandering can lead us away into desolation and a wilderness experience.
所以我们的罪，或者我们远离神的游荡，会带我们进入一种苍凉之地，而且进入一种这个荒地。
So will we be like Cain, who had to wander and be out of the presence of the Lord, living in a far-off place?
所以我们要成为该隐那样吗？那就是最后导致离开了主的面，到了远很远的地方去居住。
The Lord's purpose in sending him to wander was actually a love gift.
那神让他打发到他很远的地方，流离失所了。其实他有一个目的在那里，其实他还是很爱他的。
We may not think so, but think about it.
我们可能有时候没有想到，但是现在我提醒大家，这样去想一想。
You see, we have to wander, some of us, to bring us to the place to where we will find, like in Psalm 107, that we are hungry and thirsty and faint of soul.
所以其实我们中间或者有些人有常常可能就是需要这样子有流离失所的一段时间，就像在这个诗篇107里面这样的描述，达到一个地步，我们又饥又渴，心里发昏。
We have to get to the place to where we will cry out to the Lord, so the Lord can deliver us, and He can be the one who will lead us again.
所以我们就在苦难中哀求耶和华，那他必搭救我们，来重新来带领我们。
Or will we be like David and look at our sins, whether pointed out to us by another or if God speaks to our hearts?
或者我们是否想像大卫一样来审视我们自己的罪，或者是有的时候是别人来指出，或者神亲自对我们的心说话。
Will we be able to say, I have sinned against the Lord and receive His instant forgiveness?
我们有没有这样的能力来说，我得罪了耶和华，然后呢，就马上得到了神的赦罪、赦免。
You see, the wonderful lesson to all of us wandering human beings is that we have a God who can hear us when we cry out to Him.
所以这个非常奇妙的一个功课我们所学到的就是，作为人类，我们都是这个游荡的人类，那么我们有这样一个神，他能够听得见我们，我们可以随时向他呼求。
So let us remember that as the redeemed or bought back ones, we are commanded in this scripture, Psalm 107, to give thanks to the Lord, for He is good.
那让我们记住，所以我们自己作为一个赎回者，被神所赎的人，我们被要求来称赞耶和华，因为他是美善的。
For His mercy endures forever.
因为他的慈爱永远长存。
For both of these men and for us, we have the last and final fact that we learn about our Lord God.
那今天我们从这些经文中，这些男人，还有我们在座的所有人，那今天我们要了解我们的神，我们还有最后一个事情要说一下。
He wants to put away our sin so that we will not die. He will do it.
他想要除掉我们的罪，使我们不至于死，他 你一定会这样做。
As it says in Psalms 107:6, it says, Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses.
那就像诗篇107篇的第六节这样说，他们在苦难中哀求耶和华，他从他们的祸患中搭救他们。
Don't try to figure out how to get yourself out of trouble like David with one more sin to cover up one more sin to cover up one more sin.
所以我们不要学大卫王，想努力自己去自救，想用一个计谋去遮盖一个罪，又遮盖另外一个罪，恶性循环。
Remember to cry out to the Lord in your trouble.
所以在我们的患难中，我们应该向神呼求。
God's response.
那神是怎么反应的呢？
Remember.
记住,
He's alive.
他是永活的，他是活的神。
He hears.
他听得见。
He responds.
他会有反应。
He delivers us out of our distresses.
他会在我们的患难中来搭救我们。
And whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
凡求告主名的就必得救。
And he led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city for a dwelling place.
所以他会领他们走正路，使他们往可居住的城邑。
Jesus is the right way, and John 14:6 says, Jesus said unto them, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through me.
耶稣就是正路，在约翰福音14:6这样说道：“耶稣说，我就是道路、真理和生命，不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。”So
when we cry out in trouble, we're letting God know we want to put an end to our own selfish, covetous, angry ways.
所以在我们的患难中，我们向神呼求，我们就是要让神所知道。 我们不希望，这个按照我们的自私、贪婪，或者是生气的一些办法去处理。我们希望接受这样的态度。And
Jesus shows us and brings us back by redeeming and delivering us by His blood.
所以耶稣用他的宝血来救赎了我们，让我们领我们归回到正路。
He cleanses us of those sins and conveys us back into His kingdom of love.
他洁净我们，遮盖我们的罪，又把我们送回到他爱的国度里。Colossians
1:13 says, He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of His love, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins.
在哥罗西书1:13节这样说道：“他救了我们脱离黑暗的权势，把我们迁到他爱子的国里。我们在爱子里得蒙救赎，罪过得以赦免。”And
here's the great part. The words are He has delivered.
那最奇妙的有一个字，就是它是一个完成时态，他救了我们。It's
already done.
已经这样做了。
While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
当我们还是罪人的时候，我们犯罪的时候，耶稣基督他已经为我们死了。Receive
that forgiveness.
那接受这个赦罪赦免。The
important part of this Thanksgiving season is to feast on the knowledge that we have redemption in Jesus Christ.
那我们在这样一个感恩的季节。 所要学的一个最重要的功课，就是要享受这个知识大餐，那就是主耶稣基督，我们得蒙救赎。因着主耶稣基督，我们得蒙救赎。And
the command again in Psalms 107:2 says, Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy.
那诗篇107篇2节这样说道：“愿耶和华的属民说这话，
And all the people are commanded, from the east, from the west, from the north, from the south, we are all to proclaim and to speak it clearly.
所以不管是从东、从西、从南、从北， 所有的人都必须这样的宣告， 而且非常清楚地来说出来。
Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever.
那主耶稣他是慈爱的， 我们要为这个感恩。
Be thankful for all he's already given you.
为他所赐给我们的一切感恩。
Be aware of the traps of jealousy, covetousness, and anger.
所以我们不要陷在嫉妒、贪婪或者是怒气里面。
Don't plot or plan to get your desires fulfilled.
不要设计谋，让你的欲望得到满足。
Go to our wonderful Father, who has only goodness and wonderful works for the children of men.
那去呼求神，天父。 他是美善的，他会为他的儿女做奇妙的工作。
And we should all be able to say, he then satisfies our longing soul and fills the hungry soul with goodness.
那第九节是这样说，因他使心里渴慕的人得以知足，使心里饥饿的人得饱美物。
I'd like to pray.
那我们现在祷告。
Heavenly Father, I just praise you and thank you that you are a good, good Father.
亲爱的天父，我们就是感谢赞美你，你是这样一个美好的天父。
Thank you that you love us.
谢谢你爱我们。
That you know each and every one of us.
你知道我们中间每一个人。
You know if we are a wanderer.
如果我们流离失所。
Whether we are in need of coming back to you.
我们远离了你，而且又想要回到你的面前。Help
us to know you are always ready to love us and bring us back to you.
请你帮助我们明白，你永远爱我们，你总是希望我们回到你的面前。We
are your children, and we thank you for all the goodness that you've given to us here.
我们是你的儿女，谢谢你所赐给我们一切美好的事情。
Help us to walk in a manner worthy of our calling.
那帮助我们来按照你的旨意和这个呼召来生活。
We love you, Jesus.
我们爱你，耶稣。
Amen.
来祷告。
Have a happy Thanksgiving.
祝大家感恩节愉快。